It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Earlier today, the 8-member jury reached a verdict in the Jordan Miles civil trial. 3 Pittsburgh police officers have been found liable for false arrest. However, it was determined they did not use excessive force in the January 2010 incident. I'm joined now by WESA's Deanna Garcia, who has been following the trial. Deanna, good evening. Welcome.
Hello.
Describe the mood in the courtroom when the verdict was announced today.
Tense. It was nervous and tense. A lot of the people who were there waiting were media, Pittsburgh media, because they'd been waiting and waiting. Slowly, members of Jordan Miles' family trickled in. The officers showed up. Jordan Miles showed up. Nobody really knew what to think. So it was just a nervous tension in the air for sure.
And then the verdict was announced. And how did people react?
There were no cheers. It wasn't anything overly
demonstrative.
Yes, demonstrative in the reaction. I actually left the courtroom very soon after the verdict so I could go out and try to talk to Jordan Miles, his attorney. There was obviously relief in the air on both sides. Interestingly, both sides have sort of claimed this as a victory.
And you had a chance to sample some of the reaction that Jordan Miles exhibited after the verdict was announced. And you get the sense from some of what he was saying that he felt vindicated.
I think so. Jordan Miles spoke very briefly to reporters after the verdict was heard.
It's a victory on my behalf. The jurors found the police officers to be guilty, at least in one aspect, and that's all I really needed.
And so Jordan Miles clearly was relieved and, for the most part, satisfied with the verdict, even though it wasn't completely in his favor. Meanwhile, what about the reaction from the attorneys representing the 3 officers involved?
They were disappointed. That's what each of them said. There were 3 attorneys, and they said they were disappointed. And they still maintain that the officers had reason to arrest Jordan Miles, and they did say that they felt the verdicts were in favor of them because they did not find on excessive force, and that's, they say, the one that they were very worried about.
But is there still a sense that from these police officers that that this verdict should not have gone, at least part of it should not have gone the way that it did in terms of the false arrest?
Oh, absolutely. The attorneys for the officers maintain that there was no false arrest and that the officers maintain they had just cause to arrest Jordan Miles.
And the jury was not out for very long, in contrast to what happened 2 years ago, in 2012, the jury deliberated for 4.5 days before deciding that it was deadlocked on 2 counts. This jury was not out that long.
No. In fact, I was surprised they were back so soon. They deliberated only for 1 entire day. They started deliberations last Thursday, and then they deliberated all day Friday. They were off on the weekend and came back Monday. And then they had a verdict shortly after lunchtime.
And there were a lot of different factors that certainly would have encouraged the jury to arrive at the decision they did. What do you think some of those were?
I think some of the factors could have been the fact that Jordan Miles had absolutely no criminal record. He was 18 years old at the time this incident happened. He was a senior at Kappa, the Performing Arts High School. He was a viola player, by all accounts, a very good student. They mentioned throughout the trial that a lot was expected of Jordan Miles from his mother and his grandmother. He was on a successful track with his music, and he was going to college. He was just an overall good kid, no trouble whatsoever. And the fact that he typically made the trek from his mother's house to his grandmother's house, which he was doing on the night in question, things like that, I think, led them to believe, believe Jordan Miles' side of the story, that he was doing nothing wrong. He was simply going to his grandmother's house when these police officers stopped him.
And let's go back to that night in 2010. It was the day after his 18th birthday.
Right.
And as you mentioned, he was doing something that he had done on other evenings.
Right.
And So there was no reason not to believe that he didn't belong in this particular place at this time of night. And there was a lack of evidence as far as a weapon being found, which the police claimed that he had or they thought he had a gun. But that certainly was a damning piece of testimony, the fact that there was no gun found on the scene.
Right. And that is a point of contention throughout the trial as well. Jordan was wearing a coat. It was January. It was snowing. His grandmother had bought him a pea coat for his birthday. So big black pea coat he was wearing. When the officers took him down, one of them said that he felt a bulge and he thought it could have been a gun. And so they believe he claims that he yelled gun, and that's when they escalated their level of force, believing that he was armed. Now, they came back and said, oh, well, what we found, the bulge turned out to be a bottle of Mountain Dew. Okay, well, Jordan Miles says he doesn't drink, never has drank Mountain Dew. He's not a soda drinker. He didn't have a bottle of Mountain Dew. The police say they didn't keep the bottle of Mountain Dew because they maintain it wasn't evidence, whereas attorneys for Jordan Miles say it is evidence because it would have proven that there was justifiable cause to detain him. So that there's still never has been a Mountain Dew bottle. Miles maintains there never was a Mountain Dew bottle.
And so certainly nobody was able to establish that he had a gun or a weapon of any kind.
Exactly. And, you know, Jordan Miles was an 18-year-old high school kid again, said he never had a gun, doesn't have a gun, and was not armed and has never been armed.
Now, Mr. Miles' attorney, Joel Sansone, in his closing argument on Thursday, urged the jury to, quote, send a message to the police. They must understand that we, the people, won't suffer this, end quote. It seems as though the jury took that message to heart.
I guess so. And, you know, even following the verdict, Joel Sansone echoed that and said that it really went to show that a poor person can stand up against the police and, you know, prove wrongdoing. And he really said it was a win not only for Jordan Miles, but also for the greater community and the community of Homewood as well.
And also, Mr. Sansone called on the city and the U.S. attorney to reopen the investigation into this case. Will that happen?
That is unclear. No word yet from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Attorneys for the defense, for the officers, called that call ridiculous, including attorney Brian Campbell.
There wasn't anything developed during this trial that hadn't been developed before. The FBI investigated it. The matter went before a grand jury. The grand jury chose not to bring any charges. And the irony is, this even supports the fact, because if the grand jury was going to do anything, it would have been because the officers used excessive force.
And that was Brian Campbell, attorney for Pittsburgh police officer Michael Salduti. So, for his part, the mayor today issued a statement. What did Mayor Peduto have to say in the wake of the ending of this case?
Yeah, he issued a brief statement. I will just read it to you. It is, here it starts, quote, events one night in Homewood 4 years ago have echoed through our city, our neighborhoods, and our police force ever since. It has changed at least four lives forever, but it hurt us all in some way. Our community must start healing and must start rebuilding the trust we must have for safe communities and a better police force. I am ready to start that now, end quote.
Pretty clear statement from the mayor. The question is, though, as the mayor tries to help the city put this episode behind it, as the search for a new Pittsburgh police chief continues, do you get the sense that we're turning a page here and moving on to a new chapter, or is there going to be some residual effect looming from this case?
I think there will be some residual effect. A lot of the online comments expressed disappointment on the partial verdict. Even though some did go for Jordan Miles, there was still just, again, some disappointment. So I think there's still a long road to hoe when it comes to police and community relations.
We're talking with 90.5 WESA reporter Deanna Garcia. She has been covering the Jordan Miles civil trial. And again, today, the jury reached a verdict in the case. The 8-member jury decided that the three Pittsburgh police officers were liable for false arrest in the case. However, it was determined that they did not use excessive force in that January 2010 incident. And there is a monetary award that goes with this verdict.
Yes, the jurors awarded Miles compensatory damages in the amount of $101,016.75, punitive damages of $6,000 from each of the three officers. So we're looking at about $119,000 or so.
And we heard from Jordan Miles earlier, and certainly his reaction was somewhat reserved, pleased but reserved. And his family, of course, they've all had a stake in this ordeal. Did you get some kind of an idea or sense of how they feel, what their reaction was?
They were all very reserved. His mother and grandmother just stood by him as they have through this entire ordeal. While he was addressing the media, his grandmother was stroking his shoulder a little bit, just a, sort of a comfort thing. Jordan Miles said it's not about the money, and he has maintained, and his attorney maintained, that it was about ensuring that the public knew that he didn't do anything wrong. Now, on the other side, the attorneys for the three police officers laughed that off afterwards and said that, of course, it was about the money, and they believe that it was about the money from the beginning. And so in that sense, it wasn't, in the grand scheme of things, a very large cash reward. And so they saw that as more of a win on their side.
And so what is next for Jordan Miles?
Well, Jordan Miles said he's ready to put this behind him and move forward.
Still very difficult, but I could try my best, because now I know that we tried our hardest to get the right decisions. And you know, we may not agree with everything, but it's good enough. So I can try to put this behind myself and roll back into school and start doing the things that I love to do.
One of the things that was particularly moving among the comments that were made by different people after the verdict was announced today was Jordan Miles, the fact that he has not played the viola since this incident happened 4 years ago. He is a very talented musician. So what did he have to say about that?
Well, you know, the bite we just heard, he says he wants to get back to doing what he loves. And it's believed that that is part of it, that he wants to pick up that viola again and play once more. He tried to make a go of college following this incident, but had a hard time adjusting because he said he suffers from depression, anxiety, concussion symptoms from this incident. So he also hopes to get back into school and move forward with that as well.
90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia, who covered the Jordan Miles civil trial. Deanna, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on all of the events today.
You're welcome.
And again, in case you haven't heard, the 8-member jury reached a verdict today in the Jordan Miles civil trial. Three Pittsburgh police officers found liable of false arrest. However, it was determined they did not use excessive force in the January 2010 incident. You might be wondering how they were able to arrive at that particular verdict. We'll pose that question to Pitt Law Professor David Harris, our legal expert. He will join us tomorrow in the first segment of Essential Pittsburgh. That's tomorrow again on 90.5 WESA. And coming up, we'll look at today's Pirates opener. Three different perspectives, including that of a longtime fan and the impact of the Pirates finally having a winning season. That's next on 90.5 WESA.